So check this out. I got word that Hulu threw this crazy party in Beverly Hills with literally all of the biggest reality TV stars. I'm talking about all the Bravolettes, Candy Burris, Portia Williams, James Kennedy, Jax Taylor, even Captain Lee, and Kate Chastain. Here's the genius part. If you want to find out what happened at the party, you have to watch the commercials. Yes, I know I'll be tuning in and then signing up for a free trial to get my favorite reality TV shows at Hulu.com. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sestrino, back again to talk with you about the most interesting news stories for the first week of February 2020 here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual
news. Yeah, that's right, News AF. Whoop, whoop. Here we are, February 2020, ready to go.
Never thought we'd get here, but we are.
We're here. We're here, yeah. Closing in on the 10-year anniversary of Rob Has a Podcast coming up next week.
Wow.
It's all happening.
Dude.
Decade of Rob.
The dopest thing to happen next week, by far, to any of us.
Yes.
I'm fucking stoked for you, Rob.
It's huge news. Okay. Sorry to make you guys so jealous. But anyway, that's what's going on in my world. Let's hear from a man who is without a brown beanie. Here he is, the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson is here. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I downloaded TikTok because that's been the rage.
Yeah.
I think they're a little late on that. By the time you download it, it's already gone.
Yeah, that's done. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to just end it. So I was like, I'm 40. I'll download it. They'll get the notification that a 40-year-old downloaded it. They'll shut the whole thing down. It'll be registered as uncool. I got on there. I was talking to one of my nieces and was like, hey, how do you do this? And she was showing me and I was like, I understand it, but I don't feel like I get it. So not for me, dog, you know?
You deleted it right away?
Okay, no, I still have it because I'm just like, yeah, I'm a boomer. I'm now a boomer, I think.
If you delete it, they also get a notification, everyone, on TikToks. 40-year-old deleted it.
And then it's cool again?
Yeah. Safe to use.
Let's just read the comments. Midwest Barb says, thank God Tyson is off TikTok.
Midwest Barb is back?
Yeah.
The beauty of my haters, Rob, is that most of them are over 70 and most of them don't know how to use the internet. So I don't receive a lot of hate unless it's in person with someone with like a walker or a cane or something. So it's...
And you can outrun them.
Yeah. And that means like in 10 years, I'll have 100% approval rating.
Okay. All right. Well, hang in there, Tyson. All right.
I'm going to try.
A man who already with a 100% approval rating on
at
this
least.
Panel.
Yeah.
Here is Mr. Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Pretty good. You got to be wary of 100%, though. Anyone who brings in 100% is dangerous.
Yeah.
Somebody that has a 100% approval rating is dangerous?
Oh, for sure. They're saying all the right things to all the right people. They've got everyone in the palm of their hand.
What are they up to? What would be the ideal approval rating?
I think you want
80?
It. Yeah, 80. 20? I think 80.
Yeah.
20% of the population, you don't want their approval.
Yeah, you have to be a little bit polarizing.
Because
it's like, do you really want all the northern stretch of Idaho like fully backing you? No.
Yeah. That's, they're gonna say Iowa. We're not going there today, Tyson.
Yeah, well,
you
we're not
can't.
Going
There's
there today.
Nothing to announce.
Nothing to announce.
Nothing at all.
A few people announced a 100% approval rating in Iowa.
Yeah, that's a great thing with not having actual results is you can make them up. Like what you just did with my approval rating, which felt really good.
I did say on this panel that that Tyson and I both approve you.
Yes, that's 100%.
Yeah.
100% of Americans polled approve of you, Danny Bryson.
That's so good.
There is people in the chat asking why they can't see other comments from other commenters, and it's because we are in a platform where we see all comments from across all platforms. So we see if you comment on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitch, on Periscope, and so that's where we're coming from.
Tyson's currently sitting in a chair much like the one in Matrix that he wakes up in with everything attached into him so he can read all the comments.
I always think of more of the like the pervious dude at the TSA who gets to watch all the x-ray scans come through.
Wait, so that's your position?
Can you tell much from an x-ray scan?
I mean,
well, those new x-rays, they show bulge.
Yeah.
Yeah, they show bulge and bones.
Okay.
Real bones.
Yeah. So there you go. So anyway, that's what's going on right now. Let's get into talking about some of the news. And of course, this weekend was the big Super Bowl. Danny didn't watch it. Danny, what did you do instead of the Super Bowl?
I helped my kid try to figure out how to use iMovie. But I mostly just backseat, gave him advice, like couldn't even see the screen. I was like, just go up to the left hand corner and click on this. And that honestly took 4 hours, as long as the Super Bowl. And he didn't get anywhere. But I was trying to play that card where you try to discourage but seem helpful at the same time. Like when
how does that work?
You're like, oh, no, I'm encouraging you to do this, but I don't want to involve myself. But I'll just keep helping you along just enough so you make some progress, but not enough progress to make yourself happy. So eventually you'll not want to do it anymore. Because it was sucking up a lot of time. He wanted to make a video of him playing just Halo 2. Mm-hmm. And so he had shot like 10 clips that were 30 minutes long of him playing Halo. And I'm like, I can't imagine anyone wanting to watch this, buddy. And I love my kid, but I just didn't want him to be disappointed by his 4-hour movie of him playing Halo 2.
My nephew started a YouTube channel where they do the trick shot stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it shows them missing like almost 100% of their shots, but it's not in a funny way. They finally get it and then they all cheer, just like whatever that other trick shot channel is that got really big. But I was like, I don't think a lot of people are going to tune in to watch you miss.
Yeah, they put in the hard work. What do you want to just tune in for all of the, make the shot. Don't you want to see the process of how they got there?
No.
Some people want to see maybe one little part of the process.
Yeah, like one miss.
Yeah.
So we know that they're human.
This is why I was discouraging my 7-year-old, and it, for lots of reasons, but this one in particular, he wasn't even excited to watch his own video. I said, buddy, if you are bored watching your own video, no one else is going to be excited to watch it. But he persisted. So that's what I spent doing the Super Bowl. Probably as exciting as watching the Super Bowl, although I heard the Super Bowl was exciting.
Exciting finish. It was an exciting finish to the game. Danny, was your son riding a hoverboard while he was playing Halo?
No, remember we hid the hoverboard because of all the damage it was doing upstairs.
But a video of him playing Halo while spinning
could get him investigated by the FBI.
Mm-hmm. I mean, why? Because he'd be too good at
the dentist guy started a trend. Criminals do things on hoverboards.
I was thinking he'd immediately get like a military contract where they're just like hired as a mercenary to go out and just settle all whatever wars we've got going on.
The hoverboard soldier,
like Ender's Game. He's the modern day Ender.
Maybe. I hope not. He's too nice. He's too nice to be a modern day Ender.
Okay. Boy, Ender wasn't nice, Tyson?
Ender was nice.
You know what? You're right. Ender was. It's been a while since I've read the book. But I really couldn't see my kid. No, it's not him. So even though he does have hoverboard skills, I don't think he's got the killer instinct. He turned off the blood on Halo on his own.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he would, dry heave every time
he thought it was the right thing to do, even without me saying anything.
Yeah. So. Was it the violence or was he just squeamish like you?
No,
I think it was lifelong lessons of Jesus constantly watching every decision you make.
Yeah.
No, I think he was just trying to be nice. Because he and I had to have a talk when his uncle gave him a bunch of video games, like a bunch of zombie murdering prostitute games, Liz's brother. And I'm like, you can't play these, buddy. I mean, look at the cover. The cover is like a half-dressed prostitute being stabbed in the eye by a zombie. You can't play this game. We had this huge discussion about content and what ratings meant. And so ever since then, I think he's been, paying attention.
Dude, we have, you had conversation with your son about that?
Yeah.
Or with your brother-in-law?
I should have had the conversation with my brother-in-law. Like, what are you doing giving my kids these games? Because they were all super violent for violent teenagers.
But you teach your son, and now he can avoid it if it comes from someone else. So that was probably smart as well.
We'll see.
We have the problem where Rachel's mom is like, hey, it's like 9:45. Do you get PM? Do you guys want to hang out? And we're like, I don't know if you ever had kids before, Rachel's mom. But
9:40 PM,
dude, it's crazy.
That's awful.
Or she's like, hey, we're going to do a dinner party. It starts at 8:00. And we're like, okay, well, our kids will have been asleep for half an hour at that point.
Yeah.
When do you want everyone to be there?
Tyson, did you go to your in-laws for the Super Bowl?
Yes.
How was it?
It was fine. I wanted to do it here because I have, I don't know if I told you guys, I have an indoor and also an outdoor TV.
Wait, you have an indoor and an outdoor TV?
Yeah.
Well, that must have been expensive.
Well, I mean.
Did you get a deal?
I'm not here to brag about how much everything costs.
Money's not an object.
But yeah, I did get a sweet deal.
Yeah.
And it's if you want to Google the TV, it's a 75-inch Samsung
75
Q90.
Inches? Wow. No man needs a 75-incher.
You're right. I should have gotten the 82.
So why didn't they watch it at your house?
Because I don't have a backyard, and I don't want little kids running around in the dirt and the rocks to then throw rocks through my backyard windows. But I had landscapers.
75-inch TV.
Yeah, I had a meeting with the landscapers yesterday. I mean, good, I think, but I still don't have a backyard yet. So, yeah.
All right, well, Tyson, when you were watching the Super Bowl, did you hear anything about the Super Bowl streaker?
No.
She didn't get very far.
She didn't get
Did that
very
happen?
Far.
Oh, yeah, it was a female?
Yes, a woman. A woman. Now, do you remember that back when it was the World Series, we talked about that there were the women that went to the World Series and then they were flashing and they claimed that they were raising money for breast cancer research, but actually, you know, Instagram
just
models
flashing.
Looking for
raising money for breast research.
It seems like that this may be a new trend, Tyson, of if you are an Instagram model, go to a major sporting event and then either get naked or wear something that exposes various body parts and then get arrested and make national headlines and then your Instagram will blow up.
What if you want to be an Instagram model, but you aren't one yet? Like that, you think I could go out there and just like wear like a Clockwork Orange style shirt with my nipples cut out of the shirt, flashing that around?
What's a Clockwork Orange shirt?
Yeah, it's a terrible scene from a weird movie.
Yeah,
that I don't even want to get into.
It is a weird movie. Now, it's the scene of you in that outfit is as disturbing almost as the movie itself with the nipples just cut out.
Yeah. So it's just a t-shirt. And then let's say I pull it away and then snip, snip. And then I just have two big old nipple holes in my shirt to, you know, become an influencer.
I think the Super Bowl, though, they did a pretty good job. She couldn't even get her skirt off. They caught her in the act of jumping down and removing her skirt.
Yeah.
And she didn't even get it up. That in the picture of them taking her away, she's fully clothed.
It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. Then they like have her, and did they put like a blanket on her? And then she's like, they're like taking her away, arresting her. And she's like attempting to reveal her backside to the crowd she's being arrested. It was sad. It was sad.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of sad, but at the same time it's like, what are millennials gonna do for jobs these days? You know, you got like one or two shots
in this economy.
Yeah,
they've got to pay off the national debt somehow. We've left it to them. The thing is, this is the problem. Is this going to become a trend? Is this only going to happen at the premier games, or is this going to trickle down to local sports? Like, am I going to have my son's sports game and have to deal with a low-level Instagrammer streaking the field? You know what I'm saying? Right now, we only have it at the top events, but are we going to see a trickle-down effect?
Before they can afford a ticket to the Super Bowl, or is this like the moment where it's just like, lowly wannabe Instagram influencer took second mortgage out on parents' home, unbeknownst to them, to afford Super Bowl tickets. This was their like last shot, like the Bitcoin guys who were just like dumped it all into Bitcoin.
She went all in.
Tyson, that is a total. Yeah. I could see that headline. I could wake up any morning and see that headline. I think that's completely realistic that will happen. Yeah.
I think so too.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, are these Instagram models going about this the wrong way? Like, they're going to the biggest games, the Super Bowl, the World Series. Should they, like, start off, like, on a Thursday night, like, Jaguars-Titans game that nobody really cares about, less security, maybe, then get on the field, be there longer, really make a name for themselves when there's actually less people watching?
Dude, security's tight. I mean, she probably had five snipers on her when she was climbing over the barricade. Yeah. It's way dangerous.
Just like lasers everywhere.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm with Rob. I mean, start like any good competitive sport, streaking will become. Mm-hmm. You want to start in the minor leagues, the minors. Just get there and warm up your legs, do some stretching, calisthenics, maybe practice at the home field near your hometown. You know, like go to the high school thing and practice jumping over the fences. Mm-hmm. Maybe the way we can get in on this is we can start some Instagram influencer fitness techniques for like jumping barbed wire fences with a blanket. You know, what clothes rip off the easiest. Maybe we could sell like a tracksuit that you could tear off in less than half a second. We should monetize their desire to be Insta famous.
Agreed.
Is a sporting event the right way to go, Danny? Maybe that is there maybe a different like sort of like public get together that they should be trying,
like
to...
a chess match,
the Emmys, the Oscars, anything live?
No, the Super Bowl's great. Sporting events are great. You've got guys who are excited. You know, they're already being the pump is already being primed with Super Bowl halftime performances, like the ones we saw and commercials, and they're a little bit inebriated. They're excited. You're not going to find a more enthusiastic crowd. You try and pull this off at like a spelling bee or a chess match. I think it's going to be the wrong type of audience.
Yeah. Tyson, I saw that some of your haters were also very upset about the streakers that showed up during the Super Bowl halftime show.
yes, they were. They were very upset, but they didn't know how to utilize the internet to complain.
I was stoked to see Shakira. I haven't heard from her for a long time.
Yeah.
And I mean,
Right?
That's I recognize like, some of her songs. I was very
I've been
pleased.
Loving these Super Bowl throwbacks where they're like, let's get somebody who was popular a while ago, but still like pretty on top of their game.
Mm-hmm.
And then get that. I think I did see a funny meme where it was just like, Midwest moms last year, and it was like Adam Levine with his shirt off, like dry humping like the hair or whatever, and they're like thumbs up, family friendly, and then they show J-Lo spinning around on a pole and they're like up in arms.
You know, every mom out there should be happy to see that, because you have two moms who are in, you know, Shakira's 43, J-Lo's 50.
Yeah.
I mean, you should be glad that these women are up there still doing what they're doing.
The other one was the other meme was 50-year-old women in 1985.
Blanche and
it was
from the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Right.
And then 50-year-old 2020 is
that is a crazy. Yeah. That is
it's crazy.
It is crazy. I looked at pictures of my grandma when she was like in her 30s, and she looked exactly the same as when she was 70.
Yeah, like a grandma.
Like life had ground her down since birth so that she had prematurely aged 50 years by the time she was
30.
And
then just stayed there.
Yeah,
and
then she froze in time, all of her views.
Yeah, those were the teams. Those were the times, man. So she froze in time, all of her world views.
Yes,
and all of
everything
her...
was frozen in time. It was crazy from her looks to her views on the world. It was interesting. She was like a piece in a museum.
Yeah.
So, it was, I knew that no matter what, you can't put on a Super Bowl halftime show and not have someone be offended. It's impossible. That would be a true Christmas miracle.
Yeah.
But why would they want that? It needs to be talked about as much as anything else, right?
I hear that a Super Bowl halftime show that has a 100% approval rating is a pretty lousy Super Bowl halftime
show. Boring. Yeah.
Nobody liked it. Did you see about the guy that fell asleep during the Super Bowl? There was some attention paid to a man who had $6,500 tickets for the Super Bowl and was sleeping. Tyson, it wasn't a boring game.
It was great. It was my favorite part was seeing all of my 49er friend fans tweeting at the beginning of the fourth quarter and saying how much money they were going to win based on their bets, only to discover that no, they weren't getting paid. They were, in fact, losing money.
I saw one scene or one 10-second clip of the entire Super Bowl. I like it on Yahoo when I was reading the news. They had it live, and I only saw one part, and I felt so bad for that 49ers quarterback. I don't even know how to say his name. How do you say it, Rob?
Jimmy Garoppolo?
Garoppolo. You could tell that he was frantically...
Don't feel bad for that guy.
No, I was. I was, because you could tell he was frantically trying to make something happen.
Does he feel bad for you?
No, he doesn't. Not with his millions and his strong chin. But he was trying to make something happen.
Yeah.
And he threw this. I don't even know what it was. I don't know if it was a lateral or if it was a block pass. And it just, like, you could see in his face that he was like a caged animal trying to escape. And he threw the ball and it went flying through the air. Now, that's the only part of the entire Super Bowl.
This was, yeah. So it was 20-10. And then when it was 20-17, that was when the 49ers knew they weren't winning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the second Kansas City scored that, they were still 3 points ahead, but at that point you saw the 49ers' demeanor totally change and panic set in. And that it was crazy to me to see that shift. But enough about football.
Yeah, let's talk about sleeping. No, let's talk about... I want to talk about the sleeping guy. Because I love seeing this picture.
I pay $20 all the time to go sleep in movie theaters. Mm-hmm. And to me, even that, I'm like, I could have slept at home. I don't know why I paid $20 to do that.
Some people were upset. Like in the articles I read, there were a lot of people online who were upset that he spent so much money to go to such a great game and slept. But he paid the money. He could do whatever he wants. The comments I really appreciated were the ones that pointed out, how is this man sleeping, one, in that position, mm-hmm. and two, with so much going on?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is the strongest sleeper out there.
Did anybody check to see if he wasn't dead?
I mean, maybe that's his white noise as he just turns on clips of Super Bowls to fall asleep. Yeah.
Just like the Super Bowl is like the world's biggest white noise machine.
Yeah. What's the Chiefs one? I don't even know what they do.
I don't know if they do the same as the Braves. It could
also be that he worked so hard to get that seat.
Yeah.
You know, he working
drove
18,
30 hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To get there, but also just to buy the ticket. By the time he got to the game, he was done.
Yeah.
So it's probably part of it. That's driving to the Super Bowl. You're probably so enraged.
Traffic.
And then by the time you get in there, you drink one Coca-Cola, shoots you way up, and then drops you on your
face.
Come back
down.
And then you're just like, go to sleep.
Yeah, they had articles, and I felt like they were extremely broga and exaggerated about people abandoning their cars because of Miami traffic and walking.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounded like by the time you actually got into the stadium, past security, through traffic and all that travel, you were done.
Yeah.
I have a story about abandoning a car in the middle of traffic once.
Oh.
Is it true? True story?
Yes. Okay. Yes. We were driving in France to watch a stage of the Tour de France up L'Alpe d'Huez, which is one of the most famous climbs in all of the Tour de France. And it was the day before we were going to go camp at the top of the mountain and watch him finish up there. And the drive was so... Is this just me now?
No,
I
went close up on your...
Oh, okay.
While you're talking. Yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. And the drive, we sat in traffic. We wouldn't move for like 45 minutes and then we'd move. So... At one point, there was a river close by, so all of us, including the driver and everybody, we all got out of the car, ran down through this field, went swimming in the river, and were able to see when traffic was moving to run back to the car, get in, and then continue on the 100-yard move before. And it was, and then finally, we eventually just parked the car on the side of the road, got our bikes out of the car, and rode the rest of the way with our camping gear on our back.
Was it a hot day?
Not too hot.
It got all the hotter when they got out of the car.
You have to tell me we were sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a hot day, but you were sweaty.
Yeah, I mean.
Why? Sweat rage?
Well, I mean, we were dripping with the wet from the river, and then we were riding our bike.
Oh, okay.
L'Alpe d'Huez with our camping gear on our back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That was exciting story.
We probably
Tyson loves nature. He lets nature dry him off with the sun
and the
wind.
The best towel is the sun and the wind, exactly, as Danny said.
As God intended your body to be dried.
Yeah. I'm not about to dry myself with some man-made construct.
Right.
It's confining us to the ways we live.
Tyson, you didn't even think to streak the Tour de France to increase your Instagram count, did you?
I didn't even wear a Speedo to chase the riders or anything.
A squandered opportunity. Squandered.
That I'll never have.
You could have been the first.
So I know Tyson doesn't want to talk about the Super Bowl anymore, but I want one other story. So that there is a special hippo that is at the Cincinnati Zoo. Danny, her name is Fiona, and we have to determine either is Fiona psychic or does Fiona have special powers to manifest victories for football teams? Because Fiona was asked to decide who is going to win the game, the Kansas City Chiefs or the San Francisco 49ers. And Fiona, the hippo, went over and vomited on the Kansas City Chiefs. Sort of like they have like a weeble wobble for the hippo to play with. That Fiona vomited on the Chiefs marker. And that was, I guess, the either that propelled the Chiefs to victory or predicted the victory. What do you think?
Well, I watched this video when it happened.
Yeah.
And I was very disturbed by the puking. Like, it said it threw up lettuce. Yeah, it didn't seem like...
Do you think they gave it Epicac or anything?
Well, at the time, I didn't think that was a good omen. Like, the last thing you would want is for someone to point to something and then puke. That seems like an omen.
Mm-hmm. In our culture...
That's so
close-minded.
I know. I mean, there are other ways to tell who could win. You could open up a goat and read its entrails.
Mm-hmm.
You could cast some oracle bones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the hippo is just one of many possible ways of channeling the universe and getting predictions for the future.
Yeah, I mean, these guys who are in charge of this hippo have years and years of formal education. And no, they knew what they were doing.
They get visited by the Pentagon. They get visited by the World Economic Forums. So whole thing, picking the Chiefs, that's easy, man. Mm-hmm. The people that visit them, I mean, I think that hippo went to Davos. The hippo's all over the place. This is a well-known hippo to the right circles.
Fiona the hippo.
Fiona, yeah.
All right, we have another animal story. We know that noted animal lover Danny wants to hear more animal stories. We talk a lot about Florida man. We have finally have a story about Florida monkey, Tyson.
Ooh, that's the where it all began, the link.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Well, it's not so great with Florida monkeys because according to a news report, there's a roving band of feral herpes-ridden monkeys traveling across Northeast Florida.
As long as no Florida person has any type of relations with these monkeys, that herpes should be contained.
Here's a problem, Tyson, with that. Florida people love throwing wild animals through drive-through windows. So it's not going to be long until someone gets their hands on a herpy monkey and chucks it through a Wendy's drive-through. So there is a real danger of that.
Oh, no, I agree. I think that if this were in a different state, we would be totally fine with the herpes monkeys because they would just eventually herpes themselves out of existence.
I've seen enough movies. Like outbreak and others.
Is it simplex A or simplex B, Rob?
I believe it's herpes B.
I've seen enough movies to know that herpes carry every disease. I mean, sorry, herpes. Monkeys carry every disease in the book. Mm-hmm. So to tell me that there's a band of herpes-ridden monkeys roaming through Florida, all you have to tell me is there's a band of monkeys roaming through Florida, and I'll just assume that they already have every disease that could kill man. Wipe out. They're the next pandemic.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a bold statement in the wake of wake of what's currently happening in China, Danny. Wow.
If this was a competition, the monkeys versus the bats and pigs for carrying diseases that could harm humans, I'm going to say the monkeys are clear winners when it comes to possible disease transferring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you need to stand by your previous statement, because if that comes true, this podcast is shooting all the way up to number one in every, I mean, we're the Nostradamus of news. You just making bold predictions that are
Nostradamus, dude, we're the Fiona hippo
of you. That's Fiona right. Hipko.
Come on.
Yes. That's right.
Which is a modern day Nostradamus.
Right. But the people vomiting will be us when we're very sick with all sorts
so
of
So why don't we get
diseases.
The hippo to... We can put monkeys on one
yeah.
list and coronavirus on the other,
mm-hmm.
and we can see which is going to
Rob,
be the
where did these monkeys come from?
Okay, that's a great question, Danny. So it looks as though...
Why did you bring it back, Danny? We were on a perfectly awesome
you were heading
game.
To a real-life
like
disaster.
Virus talk.
Yeah, you were headed to a real-life yeah. disaster. I wanted to go back okay. to the pretend one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there was one person, a wildlife... tour guide named Colonel Tui, and in the 1930s he released six rhesus monkeys into the area, and they have thrived and multiplied across Florida ever since. This is like gremlins. And then they, while initially they were a thrill for on his glass bottom boat expeditions, the animals became a threat. Now they are running around, they are eating everything in sight, and they are transmitting this herpes B virus.
So how long have there been wild monkeys? How long have there been wild monkeys in Florida then?
Since the 1930s.
Oh, wow. And this is the first time I've even heard that there have been wild monkeys. And also, one last question for you, Rob.
Yes.
Oh, I hate to ask, but I have to. How did these monkeys get herpes in the first place?
It's a great question. We're not exactly sure about that.
I think we're sure, but I think it's probably unmentioned.
Yeah, I don't think it says exactly where it came from. The virus can be transmitted very easily through saliva and other bodily fluids.
Toilet seats. I'm always telling Liz, yes. toilet seats.
Do not. You got to do the power squat.
Yeah. So they wonder maybe could the monkeys have been bitten by another animal?
No, very likely.
Mm-hmm.
Very likely.
What,
this
like
is
what,
crazy.
By a human?
Yeah. Oh, it's Florida. Florida man bites monkey. That's easily a headline any day.
Florida man bites monkey. One species is devastated.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. It's the monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I feel like a lot of stuff happened in the long time ago. Mm-hmm. People were bringing in weird, crazy, exotic animals. This whole thing took place in the 1930s. People probably had Bengal tigers, all sorts of stuff. It was so cool to import animals if you were rich and eccentric. And now we're finally reaping the whirlwind that is this desire to have exotic animals in the golden age.
I have a couple silverback gorillas on their way to Florida that will be hilarious.
Yeah,
I think that's the new goal here. I think the new goal for all the rest of the United States is to see which ridiculous species you can get into Florida and release into the wild and have it thrive.
Hmm.
Oh, so many.
Well,
it's a perfect challenge.
The natural enemy of the monkey.
Man and tiger. I would say tiger.
Is one. You're thinking bring tigers in? Tigers eat monkeys?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Tigers are so terrifying.
No. I think the monkey eagle. Isn't there a monkey eagle?
I've never heard
of a monkey eagle.
The drone.
You've never heard of monkey eagle?
No.
I'm telling you, there's a monkey eagle.
And so you're saying...
A drone or a robot that could capture the herpes-infected monkeys.
Not possible. You can't get into that foliage. it's going to destroy your propellers.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The monkey eagle is what we need.
Yes.
I'm looking this up. The monkey eagle doesn't sound right.
Does it not?
Hmm. And what does the monkey eagle do? Picks up the monkey and then where does it drop them?
Dude. You tell me.
Oh, it's a monkey eagle Philippines. It looks like it might be a Filipino thing, which is why Tyson.
No.
No?
It is a Filipino thing, but what I'm saying is that will thrive in Florida.
What if the monkey bites the eagle?
Yeah. Bam.
Then
herpes.
That's why we need the drone.
Tyson.
Well, no, you get the eagles in there, and then you get the drones to battle the eagles.
Mm-hmm.
The Philippine eagle is known as the monkey-eating eagle.
The monkey-eating eagle?
Yeah. So that's how you know.
It's wild.
Tyson lived in the Philippines. He probably has experience.
With the never seen a monkey eagle. I just remember seeing pictures of it. I didn't even learn about it in the Philippines.
Oh, it's huge. Looks like it could eat a human baby, too. So let's hope it doesn't make
somebody bring those to Florida.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They look mean.
Okay. Yeah. But are they going to get the herpes if they eat the monkey?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
That's the first thing they're going to get before they even get the monkeys. Look at the herpes.
And then what do we need to take down the herpes eagles?
Well, you're right. Then you go to the drone.
Yeah, then you go to the drone.
I mean,
I'm having a hard time fixing my hair in this camera.
Yeah.
Because it's like the reverse of what I want it to do. Mm-hmm. So I keep flopping it. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Got it.
Pray for Tyson.
No. Apologize to the crowd who has to witness me getting my hair cool and then crap. So anyways, monkey eagle's in.
Monkey eagle is in. Could be the way to stop the herpes monkeys.
And I don't mind eagles. I think they're majestic. They might even go after the boas and the iguanas as well.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends on what else gets herpes.
Tyson, you know, you might love eagles now, but I've heard that they can become a nuisance. You talk to people in Alaska.
That's not a very patriotic statement.
I know. Do you know Benjamin Franklin? I read this once. Wanted the turkey.
Yes, to be. The wild turkey.
Yeah, because about the feral turkeys that were invading New Jersey.
Yeah, that's what Benjamin Franklin wanted because the eagle is a scavenger. You know, doesn't look
can
great.
Be a scavenger.
Can be a scavenger.
Carrion.
Obviously not the. Maybe the, we should specify and say that we're a country of monkey eating eagles. Like, specify the eagle. Maybe not so much the bald eagle or whatever. Monkey-eating eagle.
Listen, without doing almost no research on this, I think the smart move is to get these monkey eagles in there.
Yeah.
Have them devastate the invasive wild monkey population. See how the monkey eagles do there. Let's see. Maybe they'll start neutralizing the python and boa constrictor nuisance that we have down there and the iguana invasion.
I think you're overthinking this. We just need a cage with a door that is like propped up by a stick and a ton of bananas and then set that bad boy up and herpes monkey problem solved.
Solved. Yeah. And now you don't have any eagles to deal with.
Yeah.
To deal with or to enjoy.
Yeah. Well, I think that very quickly.
Or majestic nature.
Get a drone. Tie a banana on a string to the drone and then fly it around. And all those monkeys be following the banana on a drone
right into
the cage, slam the door, the end.
Like the pie.
Can't we just give these monkeys some herpes creams?
Is it cream or a prescription?
I think it's a shot, guys.
Is it a shot?
You get your shots, yeah.
Okay. All right. Danny, dropping the knowledge on us.
Well, haven't you all gotten your shots?
Herpes shots?
Yeah.
For herpes?
Yes. Am I not getting that right? I'm looking up. I'm pretty sure that you get three shots or two shots for herpes, complex, whatever. And
hepatitis.
Hepatitis. Oh.
Wow. I mean, maybe you're getting herpes shots.
I got to be more careful this whole time.
Out of the bag, Danny.
Are you sure this isn't gonorrhea that you're getting the shot?
This whole time, I thought I've been protected from herpes. I'm living my life way too free.
Yeah. But, you know, you've been pretty lucky so far, so maybe you're fine.
Yeah. Maybe I have secretly had a shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hepatitis. Right. That's right.
We don't know who, if any twins won the Pizza Hut reward we were talking about, but Domino's felt some pressure to return serve. So Domino's Pizza is out this week with a $9,000 pizza-shaped engagement ring. Danny, who is this for?
Whoa. This is elegant and tasteful.
Mm-hmm. It's for the Noid's daughter.
The Noid's daughter?
Yep.
Rob, can someone describe this ring and its all of its majestic beauty?
Yeah. Tyson, would you like to take a crack at it or do you want me to do it?
I want you to do it and also do it in a sultry tone.
Okay. Yes, please.
The Domino's $9,000 engagement ring is the pinnacle of how you say I love you to the person that you want to be your pizza partner for eternity. It is a silver ring topped with a triangular Monopoly token sized slice of pizza, there is red ruby pepperoni surrounded by a dusting of tiny gemstones, which may or may not be diamonds.
I'll do the sound off here.
All of our hand-picked gems come straight from Belgium. And before that, they came from blood diamond areas in Africa.
Yeah.
Now you have a friend in the Shane Company, located on Rockefeller and 7280 North on State Street.
Oh, that was good, Tyson.
Did I sound like the Shane Company?
You did, actually. I didn't know what you were going for until you said Shane Company. And then I was like, that's it. He's nailed it. I would give this, by the way, I've always been a proponent, if you guys will remember, of serving pizza at a wedding. I think that's way better than the disgusting catered food most people give. So why not just throw in the ring? Like, hey, have Domino's cater your wedding, get a ring for half off.
Yeah. So this is actually a Valentine's Day promotion, Danny. This is not for sale. This is that you have to enter a drawing that they're giving one pizza lover the chance to make they call it a domantic proposal this Valentine's Day. Tyson, that would Rachel have appreciated this proposal with the wedding ring that was won through the Domino's pizza raffle?
I think at the point when I proposed to Rachel, she would have accepted any proposals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would Nicole not have gone for this?
I don't know. I don't think so, because it's not just that the ring is from Domino's. It actually is a pizza ring.
I don't think she would have been stoked on it. I think we would have eventually probably hawked that thing and gotten a new one, or kept it as just a souvenir, or I could have worn it as a pinky ring.
Case. I would wear this if Liz proposed to me and offered me this ring. Like, Liz got down on one knee and then opened this up. I mean, yes, a million times yes.
This is awesome. Not available in the U.S. This is for Domino's Australia. So I'm not sure if maybe Domino's might be a fancier pizza establishment in Australia.
Yeah, what if you went to Domino's and it was like a bow tie affair to eat at one of their restaurants?
Dude, maybe in Australia, Domino's
at McDonald's, in Australia at McDonald's, you have to wear dress shoes. They won't allow you to wear tennis shoes in their restaurant.
That would be great.
And that's the same with Hungry Jack's, which is Burger King in Australia.
Yeah. Yes.
You have to wear dress shoes and no hats.
Maybe it's a fancy establishment, Danny.
Oh, well, we know from this little advertisement that they are a lot classier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think just that Australia is fancier in general. And so everything just has to be at that level or else it's not going to thrive.
Okay. I'll ask Shannon Gus later this week if they have people more fancy.
Do they have people, do they have Instastars streaking cricket games in Australia? Because that's really how you determine whether or not a country's... Streaking, Insta fame, like cricket and handball championships.
We haven't heard about it.
No, we haven't. So they are classier.
Yeah.
They really are.
And speaking of Australian cuisine, there was some news made this week that the popular delicacy, which poses as on Australian food, Dunkaroos, is coming back. Tyson, are you a Dunkaroo guy?
I am familiar with the commercials, and I'm excited to see that. I'm assuming Paul Hogan owns Dunkaroos.
I don't know. I don't know. So Dunkaroos are, we never had them in our house.
But they're cookies. Like crackers and cheese, but with cookies and frosting.
Right. And it's a kangaroo. I'm not sure. Again, I don't get the wordplay there, Danny.
Dunkaroos. You dunk the kangaroo dunking the cookie into the frosting.
I think it's a great name. Who cares where it came from?
Why does it have to be Australian? Why does Dunkaroo have to be?
Because kangaroo.
It just sounds Australian. Yeah, it sounds Australian.
Kangaroo, Dunkaroo.
But why? Because is it hopping from the one container into the frosting?
It's just because it's from Australia that it's got the kangaroo. And then the dunk part.
Is it from Australia?
It's as Australian as Haagen-Dazs is German.
Okay.
Haagen-Dazs is from the United States.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't exactly know what that meant.
Dunkaroos is probably owned by Kraft
Yeah, Betty Crocker.
No, it's I'm not sure. Betty Crocker.
The company of Betty Crocker. Yeah. General Mills. Yes.
Looks so delicious. It's just one of those things that makes us feel like we're getting a different, a slice of culture. And we're like, do you like Australia? I love Dunkaroos. Well, then I think you're on board.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, Australians might not even know what Dunkaroos are.
Probably not. Yeah.
They're saying, like, when you're like, Crocodile Dundee is my favorite movie. And they're like, what?
It's important when you go to countries like go to France and you got to, of course, you got to eat the bread, you got to eat the croissants. And now it's like you go to Australia, you got to sample
all the Dunkaroos.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just part
and
of the
Foster's
experience.
Beer.
Okay. Yeah. While climbing that bridge.
The Sydney Harbor Bridge.
Yes, thank you, Tyson. Yeah.
Before we get to Danny's Bolt Hall, let's take a moment and thank a sponsor. And those are our friends over at CBS All Access. And they are the people that provide us with Tell Me a Story. Of course, everybody remembers their favorite fairy tales growing up. Danny, do you have a favorite fairy tale?
You know, I didn't have one until I had a little girl, and now I know them all.
Yes. What's your favorite?
It's hard to pick. Yeah. I like Rapunzel.
Rapunzel, yes, with the long hair. This new season of Kevin Williamson's Tell Me a Story takes the world's most well-known fairy tales and reimagines them as a dark and twisted psychological thriller. That's right up your alley, Danny. Exploring an entirely new set of characters, this season features three legendary stories, Beauty and the Beast, Sleeping Beauty, and Cinderella. That's what drew me to Tell Me a Story exclusively on CBS All Access. The show stars the incredible Paul Wesley, best known for his role in The Vampire Diaries, and then Danielle Campbell from the originals and Carrie Ann Moss from The Matrix and Jessica Jones. The new season was also shot in Nashville, which means there's an original music score woven into the stories. You won't want to miss it. Sign up today for CBS All Access by going to cbs.com/Rob. Get your first week of CBS All Access for free and stream the new story of Tell Me a Story. That's right at cbs.com/Rob. Get your first week of CBS All Access for free. Much more. I hear there are a ton of great shows on CBS to check out. Also, Star Trek Picard also has kicked off as well. CBS All Access for free for 1 week at cbs.com/Rob. Danny, are you ready to take it away?
I've got it in the palm of my hand.
I'd like to try out a CBS show at some point.
At some point. Give it a shot. cbs.com/Rob. Take it away, Danny.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah. You don't hear about nocturnal emissions anymore.
No, you really don't.
Well, that's
not
because
as much as used to.
Yeah, you don't because you haven't gone to maturation, which is a class Tyson and I have talked about. It happens around like what, sixth grade, fifth grade? So
yeah. I just remember all of us laughing with our parents sitting behind us.
A lot of uncomfortable laughter.
Yes. Your parents had to go to it, Tyson?
Yes.
Yeah. Why?
So this is what it was. So you'd you had
make
to get
it more uncomfortable.
Yeah,
of course,
because they wanted to make sure that you didn't laugh. But this is how our maturation program went. This is where the laughter came from. So we're all sitting there, and they had the kid, all the young boys on the front row, fifth grade or sixth grade. So there's like 30 of us from two separate classes, and then we all had to have at least one parent with us. So my dad was sitting directly behind me. And each parent was sitting directly behind their child. And we were watching a video. And first of all, the principal of the school is there. And he gets up and he's like, so here's a little bit about maturation. And you'll get acne at some point, but it will only be on your face. And
why?
My dad goes, that's not true. Yeah, my dad actually was like, that's not true. And then we watched this video. And it was from like the 1920s, and it was like black and white. And it was just like, as you begin to mature, you will start to grow hair under your arms, on the rest of your body, on your face, and around your penis. And it said it like totally different Like everything was like they had just chopped that in there. And one kid just goes.
Yeah.
And then all the kids start laughing.
And then what the parents do?
They just reeked of disappointment because to them in the 80s, the word penis wasn't funny like it is now, I don't think. Maybe just
funnier.
In Utah.
Yeah.
Well, I think, yeah. I think like if I were to go to maturation with my child and somebody said the word penis, like...
Penis.
Like that, I would laugh as an adult and be like, that was some grade A content there. Thank you for that comedic input. We love it.
Yeah.
But... back then, that was no laughing matter.
Yeah, so maybe that they need a new clinical name for the sexual organs that won't be funny.
No, this is the problem. I've been thinking about like having, you know, eventually you'll have to have the talk with your kids. And I'm already hung up on which your words to use when describing it all. Because they're all, I'm like, I've cycled through every single word. And it's
ding
just,
dong.
They're all too funny. Like my kid's not going to take me serious and it's going to become a big joke because I haven't ever matured since maturation clinic. I'm still laughing today. Honestly, if you go through all the words just for the male genitalia, which itself is a gross word.
Yeah.
It's like you can't find a good one to share when you're going to have the talk.
Maybe the least hilarious is...
demonstration with an eggplant, perhaps, Danny.
The least hilarious is just to say privates, but then you have to point to what privates you're talking about.
Yeah, what is privates? It's like
privates is... penis, beehole, or nipples.
Your butthole, ball region. There's just no good way to do it. The best way for your kids to find out about it, I mean, you should obviously talk to them, but by the time maturation clinic happened, my most perverted friends had already learned quite a bit from their brothers and had shared that knowledge with almost everybody
in the
grade.
Older brothers come in and teach the maturation class?
They really should. They really should have the older siblings come in and be like this because they're close. No, listen, Tyson. They're close enough to the awkward experience to be able to relate to the kids. We are so far removed from that moment.
No, but I've got a better idea. You quiz all the kids on all the maturation material that needs to be taught, and then whoever knows the most in that teaches the class. Because that's how you learn most of it anyways, is like at a bus stop.
Okay, that is a good... Tyson, that is a good plan. I like the older brother plan, and I like the most knowledgeable kid in the grade plan. Both those are better than having stupid adults dance around the subject.
We're coming at this from the perspective of
adults.
Young, but adults, but we were once young people who didn't know anything. Is it possible, do young kids now with the internet...
I think I knew most of it. I knew most of it at sixth grade.
I still don't know all of it, Tyson.
I knew all the stuff they taught. Like when they taught, and then they were like, "This is going to be shocking." You're like, "No, that wasn't," because I remember the older kids joking about some of this stuff.
Aren't kids a lot smarter than we were, Danny?
Well, they've seen a lot more because of the internet.
Yeah, smarter. I wouldn't use that word.
What word?
Smarter.
Yeah.
I would say they've seen a lot
more informed.
They've heard a lot more.
Wizened.
But my friends told me everything I needed to know.
Like, Alexa, tell me, you know. I just feel like that a lot of this information is very much at their fingertips where it was not for us.
Did you try that? Because you should actually try that.
I will try that.
No.
Alexa, teach me about sex.
Yeah.
Like that?
I bet you she would have
babies come from. Yeah,
I bet you she would have a very comical or canned response.
Okay. She would. Yeah. Why don't you ask your parents?
Yeah,
something like that.
Hey Siri, where do babies come from?
Okay, you guys have set off already two queries on Alexa, one on Siri.
Mine didn't even go off. All right, well, Tyson, I feel like that. Did you in the past have been able to make this work?
What?
Yeah.
When I ask?
Yeah.
Here we go.
No, don't do it.
Okay, Google. Where do babies come from?
It has to do with birds and bees. And, you see, when two people, actually, maybe a parent might know.
I knew it. They would defer to the humans.
The first response was, I don't know if I'm old enough to have this talk, but my volume was down too low to hear it.
Dude, the AI doesn't know. They have the knowledge of how it's done, right? All the data and some really naughty videos.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, it's going to have to be the human who explains it. And I think that you guys hit upon the best idea. The most knowledgeable kid in the grade should put on the presentation with as straight a face as possible.
PowerPoint.
Or you get an older sibling.
TED Talk?
Yeah.
What about a series of TED Talks, Danny, from little kids?
That actually is a great idea, Rob. Yeah. I like that. Like covering kid subjects.
Yeah, like 8-year-olds.
It's like parents don't know
Teddy
how to talk
talks.
To kids anymore. Yeah, Teddy. All right, that's it. There's nothing I can share that would be better than your Teddy Talks idea. Mm-hmm. There's just nothing out there.
Okay. All right. Tyson, what else is going on? Anything else you want to talk about? Anything else you want to get off your chest? You said you may want to formally address the haters this morning.
Oh, yeah. I just saw that a lot of people were formally addressing their haters. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's nothing. Something I've never done. And
how does that work? How do you formally address haters?
You just get on Twitter and are like, to all the haters,
oh,
here's a meme of me smashing
here's
cash
me not
or
caring
like
about you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
to
they said,
all the haters, my sister's going to address to you guys that you're haters.
It was like Bill Belichick. They said he was flexing for the haters when they booed him at the Super Bowl by showing his rings, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be that type of a move.
Yeah.
That's what they always do. They always fall back on awards or cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
I would like to formally address a hater.
Your hater?
No, well, I'd like to formally address one of my haters right now, if I may.
You may.
Yes.
Is it Nicole?
Yes. Nicole, I really did not appreciate yesterday when you were upset with me about forgetting to buy your Z bars at the supermarket when you had yes, you did ask me to get them, but I then gave you a list to write down everything that we needed at the supermarket, and even you forgot to write them down on the list. So don't be mad at me just because I didn't get them. They weren't on the list. So I didn't purposely forget them. You didn't even remember that you wanted them to put on the shopping list after I went and bought all the groceries. Thank you.
My favorite one is, I'm sorry you're mad at me. They don't like that. Danny, would you like to address any of your haters?
I mean, I guess... you've made a mistake, hater, in believing that I know what I'm talking about, know what I'm doing, or have any idea of what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Really, that mistake falls upon you in believing that I was anyone of consequence.
Mm-hmm.
There
okay.
you go.
So this should be a segment, Tyson, formally address the haters.
Probably.
Maybe
haters, you're not in the demographic to even watch News AF or to follow me on Twitter or Facebook, maybe mm-hmm. Facebook. And so you will not be receiving this address to you in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I know what I did to make you dislike me, and that's just the way it's going to be.
Okay.
You know what, though? I want to point something out before we wrap this up. And that is the for every one hater, there are 1,000 awesome people who understand and appreciate
mm-hmm.
who you are, Rob and Tyson.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that makes me
feel myself.
So
they
better.
Understand the joke, right?
Yeah.
They don't take any of us too seriously. They understand that we're just like everyone else and that we don't know what the hell we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell my kids,
but
and it's probably a terrible bit of advice. Yeah, people don't know what they're doing. Everyone's just stumbling along in the dark until eventually they die.
Yeah.
There's only a small number of people who maybe have some grasp of what this whole... you know, life things about, but most of the people don't. So, everyone else, there's awesome people out there and they're the majority. It's just every now and then the haters really pissing your drink and they stand out when
in
they shouldn't because
soup.
They're so small in numbers.
I said it jokingly, but I do appreciate your condolences, Danny. I noticed a lot of people on Twitter addressing their haters and I was like, oh, and for me, when you address your haters, especially in a formal matter, what you're going to get is more haters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're like, oh, this is sweet. They're
getting all responding to me, and they're getting all mad. Yeah.
I am making a difference
in their happiness.
Instead of responding to your haters, you should just respond to the majority of people in most cases, unless you're a real jerk, who actually appreciate you for what you are.
Okay.
And those are the people that matter.
And that's why I will say thank you, everyone, for your support in all facets of my life. And I love you guys. And I think that's a good place to sign off.
Boom.
Yeah.
It means a lot.
You want a review, Tyson? You want to hear a review? I got it open.
Yeah, let's hear one.
Because we all know.
Is it from Midwest Barb?
No. because haters gonna hate, but raters are gonna rate.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Exactly right.
Hashtag Peloton Cat. Said on January 29th, 2020, this is from a Dr. Hoverboard DDS. Absolutely love Tyson and Rob last week. No mention. Great, funny content as always. Danny, I think you should stop fat shaming your cat. I bet it's all the hot soup and chili that you're feeding it. It's not good for your image. We need to stop being so insensitive to such issues. I mean, what's next? Are you going to buy your cat a Peloton bike? I don't want to be seeing Peloton Cat anytime soon.
Peloton?
Did this recently happen on the podcast, Danny?
Yeah, I remember we were talking about communicating with animals. You guys asked what I would say to my cat.
Yes. Oh, and okay, too little. Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, the cat can't understand me yet until I get some kind of Doolittle serum. So the cat's safe from my criticisms for now.
Okay. Wait, is Doolittleism a serum?
I don't know how he got that. Maybe a bonk in the head. I'm just saying maybe scientists will discover some kind of serum that you inject directly into your ear that allows you to talk to animals. But that hasn't happened yet.
And you think it has to go in the ear?
Naturally, that's the orifice I would assume you'd have to do a needle injection into.
Okay. All right.
Makes sense.
Danny, anything else you want to say before now and next week?
No, I'm just looking forward to next week.
Should be a big week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's your 10-year anniversary.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Of RHAP. So I'm excited for that, too. I wish I could make it out there for it, Rob, but I got a boring week ahead of me.
Yes. Maybe we can get one of those Tyson dolls.
Mm.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
That would be awesome. I'll see if they are mass producing them.
So yet. I'm going to get on Etsy and see if I can find another one.
Okay.
Okay. All right. There you go. All right. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting this all together. Check us out in our Group AF Facebook group. Head on over to facebook.com/groups/groupAF to join. And as long as you do not come in and immediately promote your podcast, or if you want to come in and join us, you have to answer one question to prove you're not a bot. You're all good at facebook.com/groups/groupAF. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.